Every silver lining always seems to have a plan. If it comes my way, anticipated pleasure or unexpected pain, no choice I have. Love is hard to measure.
Everything we own got all burned up in the Great Depression. Fine, strip mines, a one crop farming, drained the green earth dry. We lost it all, only love was left, and that's one thing money can't buy. We're home, just poor children, singing a just poor song. When the green fields are gone, when the green grass green fields are gone. Texas and California. There was work every time. But the only job I ever got out there was a bend in the welfare line.
to economize here, which is not the easiest thing to try to figure out how to do. Is it? Let's think. But I think Ron has figured it out.
Never try. Go forward.
drinking whiskey when it should be your home. You keep looking into that mirror, but to me you're looking really fine. I don't really know you, but I'd be willing to show you.
Just a whisper.
Was it a shocker?
It was a shocker.
Yes, yes. Well, if you followed our music at all for the past 20 years, you've seen Ron's name on every recording we've made. And besides writing a bunch of songs we've recorded through the years, he also is our resident sexy librarian. He asks me almost every night to mention it, if I can.
Will you mention a part about me?
Please make welcome Ron Block. Everybody, look at him go!
Thank you.
always go away. There's strangling, so you don't get that now. Strangling is going to be my choice for my favorite negative verse.
That's a
Thanksgiving
one.
Of negativity.
Yes. It's like that surprise dish you didn't think someone was going to bring.
Kind of.
So it was lovely. We'd like to tell you who that is who just shared that bit of information with us all. And you may know him as the singing voice of George Clooney. Please make welcome Dan Tominski, everybody.
Tears that are cold, falling down like rain on the ground.
It's a cheap thrill, but it's good, isn't it? But he comes from Warren, Ohio, and now lives in Nashville, Tennessee. And we never figured we'd ever get the chance to meet Jerry, and we've been so blessed to travel up and down the road with him for the past 15 years. He's one of the finest musicians in the entire galaxy. Please welcome Jerry Douglas.
Thank you. Tell your little story, it won't take long. lazy farmer who would throw his corn. The reason why I never could tell that young man was always well. He planted his corn in the month of June. And by July, it was up to his eye. Come September, the cable did fall. And all the young man's corn was raw. His courtship had just begun. Said young man, have you bought some corn? And I tried and I tried and I tried in vain. But I don't believe I raised one grain. Same pretty little miss, will you marry me? Little miss, what do you say? You rue the day that you were born. Forgive me the devil, cause I wouldn't hold corn. Thank you.
To tell you who this is over here playing the bass for you folks. Barry and I met almost 30 years ago in Nashville, and we just finished our 22nd year of playing music together. Thank you. He is our outdoorsman of the band. I'm sure if you know us at all, you know that Barry is one of those guys that likes to disguise himself as a shrub and hide from God's creatures with a firearm to protect himself just in case they show themselves so they can help abruptly end their lives with a pellet there in the head so that he can then eat some of them and then save some of them as artwork to hang on the wall.
That's organic.
Very organic.
That's pretty much.
Barry, have you done any of that kind of creeping around and hiding up here in Telluride? Have you seen anything you wanted to ship home, FedEx, and cooler?
You know, Allison, I didn't miss it. I have had the great pleasure of doing some fly fishing here in the past. And we're gonna work into that. Oh, we're gonna train for that kind of thing.
Have you noticed though that people don't feel the same way about fishing as they do about hunting? Have you noticed that? Like, fishing's a good thing, but if you were to like make a burger out of something, it's just not the same.
You know, I've tried catch and release hunting, but I haven't perfected it yet. I'm still working on it.
That wouldn't be so bad. Well, that's something to think about, and we'll work on that and let you know what happens. Please make welcome Barry Bales, everybody. Look at him go.
Thank you.
Sleep. the stranger. My face you never will see no more.
the strength he had to get up off his knees. Found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I'll love her till I die. When we buried him, same way.
You'll be